Blog Talk Radio.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of praise. So, most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission anywhere and everywhere we have fallen short of your glory, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have blessed us to see. Father, we thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up, Father God, to come against us and our destinies as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare, and to declare and decree that it cannot, it will not, and it shall not prosper, it shall not take root, and it most definitely shall not and will not come to pass. So we honor you and we say thank you, Father. As your word goes out, Father, we know that your word will never, ever, ever return into your void. It will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So, Father God, we pray for all of our listening audience on today, Father, that you will anoint their ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, Father, and that they will not be hearers only, but doers of the word. And so we honor you, we bless you, and we praise you. So, Father, we commit all things into your hands, and we thank you for the outcome. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, now, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King. Jesus Christ is Lord, and Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess his Lordship sooner than later. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. So glad to be in the service of our Lord. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us. You have come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat at the table. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Enjoy the services. We want to invite you back. Amen. Every morning, amen. Monday through Saturdays, we're here at this hour, and then back on Sundays, amen, at the 12 noon hour. Amen. That time might be changing in the near future, but nevertheless, amen, if you miss us, amen, you can always pull up the replay. Amen, hallelujah. So we bless the Lord, amen, hallelujah. And God is great, and God is greatly to be praised. Amen. We have been taking a look, amen, and at the Moses and the Israelites and the children of Israel and their journey as God's chosen people. From bondage and over 400 years of bondage and captivity until, amen, they were delivered. The time had come. And thank God that God raised up an ordained leader. Amen. His name was Brother Moses. Amen. And he did the will of the Lord, and he did God's work, even in spite of the fact that he did not really feel confident enough, didn't feel like he was qualified enough, you know, couldn't figure out why God chose him, but he still said yes. Amen, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. None of us can figure out why God chose us. Mary couldn't figure out, amen, why God had chose her, amen, to bring birth to the Messiah. Moses couldn't understand why God had chose him, beloved. Sometimes, amen, I question, amen, why God even chose me. Glory be to God, to be a leader in these last days and times. Beloved, no doubt you are questioning why God chose you, amen, to do what it is he has called you to do. Amen. Nevertheless, amen, hallelujah, it's his wisdom. Amen. He's the creator. Hallelujah. We are the creations, and God is large, and God is in charge. Amen. And so we bless him, amen, for his selection. Amen. We need to bless God for his selections. Hallelujah, because God chose you. Amen. But what we see, beloved, amen, as the Israelites were struggling, they were struggling, amen, you know, just refuse to get in line. They refuse to submit. They refuse to surrender. They refuse to obey. They just found it more comfortable, amen, to stay in that low zone. They found it more comfortable to stay in sin. They found it more comfortable, amen, to do, amen, what the flesh was calling them to do. Beloved, they were serving God, amen, and worshiping him, and lip service only. Lip service only. You got to be careful of that lip service. You got to be careful of that lip service, beloved. God was calling for more than lip service. Glory be to God. How God was calling for holiness. Somebody say holiness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God was calling for holiness. Amen. It was a command, beloved, not a promise. Amen. Except that all of God's commands are promises. Hallelujah. God was calling for holiness. God was calling for them to be separated from all that is impure. Glory be to God. Consecrated for his purposes. That's the definition of holiness. Some people think that holiness means that you walk around with long dresses on and white dresses and a white scarf and a white dolly on your head and white gloves and white shoes and the men wear white suits and white underwear and everything white. No, 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 no. That's outward stuff. Now, it is true, amen, that our internal change will project an outward change, beloved, amen, but it's deeper than that, amen, it's deeper than that, amen. We are consecrated. God wanted his children to be separated. He didn't want them to blend in with the world, be a part of the world. See, glory be to God, doing everything the world is doing and thinking it's okay. You can't testify for God in those type of situations. You a joke, amen, and the world looks at you like a joke, and they laughing at you. And some of them got the, you know, friendly enough, and that's a real friend. They'll laugh at you to your face because you're a joke. See, so God wanted more than lip service. He says in Isaiah 29 and 13, he says this here, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules that they have been taught. Human rules, religion, that spirit of religion is one of the hardest religions, the hardest spirits to break. And that spirit of religion, amen, the form and fashion, amen, an outward appearance, amen, glory be to God, but no inward change. That spirit of religion, amen, where you're confessing, but you're not possessing. See, you talk a good game. I mean, you just talk.
You just talk. Sometimes you talk too much because you're talking, but your words are void. Your words are empty. See, why? Because as we said on yesterday, your heart, your words and your heart are not in agreement. Your words are going north and your heart is south. You're not in agreement. See, glory be to God. The people claimed to be close to God, but they were disobedient and were merely just going through the motions. Therefore, God would bring judgment upon them. Why? Because the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. Religion had become lip service instead of real devotion from the heart. Jesus quoted Isaiah's condemnation of Israel's hypocrisy when he spoke to the Pharisees, see, the religious leaders of the day. They exhibited righteous behavior publicly while living quite differently privately. You live one way when you're around church folks. You live one way when you're around certain people. When you're out in the public, you live one way. But boy, don't lock the door. Woo, Jesus, baby, if walls could talk. If walls could talk. Huh? Why? Because their heart was in there. It was all a show. It was all a show, beloved. And we are all, you, me, and every one of us under the sound of my voice, we are all capable of hypocrisy. One example is when we make a show of worship, but neglect to give God our love and our devotion. When God has commanded that we love him first, above all, with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. If we want to be called God's people, we must be obedient and worship him honestly and sincerely. God said, you're just giving me lip service. He said, you're not holy. Matter of fact, amen, your heart dirty, your mouth dirty, and there's a whole bunch of stuff dirty on you. Huh? Your mind is dirty. Your money dirty. Glory to your house dirty. Everything dirty. Your conversation is dirty. Glory be to God. There's no holiness here. You're just giving me lip service. And we try to play God like God can't see through it. That's the part that keeps me scratching my head. How do we think we can play God? You can't twist God's hands to bless you. God said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. In Matthew chapter number 15, verses 7 through 9, beloved, God called them hypocrites. He came right out, amen, and he called them hypocrites. Why? Because they knew a lot about God, but they didn't know God. How many of us know a lot about God? Oh, my God, we can quote the scriptures, memorize the scriptures. Come on now. Glory. But guess what? The devil can do the same thing. The devil knew how to quote some scriptures too. He's doing a lot of misquoting, huh? But the devil know the word, but he can't live the word. We're not special when we know the word, when we know a lot about God. It's good to know a lot about God, but it don't mean nothing for you to know a lot about God and don't know God. Jesus asked Peter, he said, who do you say that I am? See? Everybody ought to know who Jesus is, but we don't know God. You'd be surprised how many preachers don't know God. Huh? Oh, let me tell you something. They went to school. They know how to, you know, they got the right tone. You know what I mean? They know how to, you know, carry. They know how to, you know, read and write and preaching other people's sermon and whatever else and whatever else. But let me tell you something. They don't know God. And so it was here. Glory be to God. When we claim to honor God, beloved, while our hearts are distant from him, or our hearts are preoccupied with other things, our worship means nothing. Your worship don't mean nothing. Oh, they sang a good song. Baby, that worship don't mean nothing. No, they come, they did every Sunday, every Saturday. Baby, that don't mean nothing. Because God don't have your heart. Your boo got your heart. Your money got your heart. Huh? Your house got your heart. Whatever got your heart, but it ain't God. Somebody got your heart. Maybe you got your heart. But God don't have your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God was calling for holiness. God was calling for holiness, beloved. We read in Romans chapter number 12, verse number 1. I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy. Somebody say holy. You see, it's just not in the Old Testament, beloved. You got the Old Testament, got the New Testament, the whole. Let me tell you something. Holiness is what holds everything together. Nothing comes together in God's kingdom without the spirit of holiness. You're trying to walk in faith. Well, how are you going to walk in faith and not walk in holiness? How are you going to walk in faith and not be separated? How are you going to walk in faith, amen, and be dirty? How are you going to walk in faith and walk in iniquity and practice sin? How are you going to walk in love, amen, and God is love, amen, and be separated from holiness? It don't even make sense, beloved. Holiness keeps you on the opposite of God's will. Holiness is the glue that holds everything together. You can't have anything else without holiness. You can't have faith without holiness. See, because all this is contradictory. All this is contradictory to who God is. You can't have love, amen, without holiness. You can't have nothing without holiness. See, because if we're not practicing holiness, beloved, in the process of becoming, amen, then we are outside of the will of God. He says to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. What is God calling for? Somebody say obedience. And somebody else say obedience from the heart. Not obedience from your lips. Anybody can give that up. Oh, just get in some trouble. Oh, I promise. I'll never do it again. Oh, baby, like crying up a storm. You crying because you're caught. You ain't crying because you're sorry. See, that's obedience from the lips. We're talking about God wants obedience from the heart. A living sacrifice. When we are a living sacrifice, beloved, we daily lay aside our own desires. I didn't say the first of the year, New Year's resolutions, birthdays. No, daily. Somebody say daily. Huh? The spirit is being renewed day by day. We daily lay aside our own desires to follow him. Why? Because otherwise you cannot be my disciple. You can't be God's disciple if you're not following him. You want the Holy Spirit to follow you. It don't work that way. It never did. It never will. Putting all of our energy and putting all of our resources at his disposal and trusting him to guide us. That's what God is looking for. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what God, are you interested in what God wants? 1 John, beloved, 3:3 tells us to purify ourselves. Let's look at that real quick. God, let me pull that up in my Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I got a couple scriptures here open, but the Holy Spirit wants me to read this. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John, amen, chapter 3, verse number 3. It says, all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Why? Because only the pure in heart shall see God. I said, only the pure in heart shall see God. yeah, but I'm saved and I did. Well, if you say, why you not living in holiness? Why you not practicing holiness? Why you not even trying? Why are you so carnal? Why are you on the opposite side of what God wants you to do? He says, purify yourself, beloved. See, when we believe in Christ, when we give our heart to Christ, when we make that confession, believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, beloved, that only begins the process of becoming more and more like him. That's why you always hear me say, when we give our life to Christ, it's not the end, it's the beginning. You don't get saved and have a seat and keep living in sin and wait to die. God forbid, Brother Paul says, shall sin abound? No, when you gave your heart to Christ by faith, that was the beginning of the process. The process of what, Pastor? To become more and more like Jesus until Christ be formed in you. It is a process of sanctification. And God does the purifying. But we must also take steps to remain pure. Oh, no, baby, you ain't throwing all that on God. God said, you got a part to play. Oh, you got some stuff to do. Glory be to God. Holy faith without works is dead. Beloved, every time we resist a temptation, because it is not a sin to be tempted, and every time we resist it, why? Because we are building up, amen, hallelujah, and denying that flesh and becoming more like Christ. Guess what? Every time you resist it, every time you turn from sin, we become more like Jesus. Every time you said no, you became more like Jesus, inch by inch, day by day, inch by inch, day by day, situation by situation, circumstance by circumstance. Purify yourself, he said, beloved. See? Asking God to help to purify us from sin. Asking God to cleanse our minds from fruitless pursuits. Huh? Some of us have been pursuing stuff for years and for years, don't have nothing to show for it. There's no fruit out of that. Huh? Have you ever considered maybe, amen, you're walking in your own will? It's a good plan, but it's not a God plan. It's a good work, but it's not a God work. This ain't really where God will have you to be. Why? Because God has a will, a time, and a way. Ah, come on, somebody. See? Purify ourselves. What? So that we can get a fresh vision of him. Then we talk about vision on yesterday. A fresh vision, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, God will recast the vision. Hallelujah. The closer we get to him. God is looking for holiness, beloved. Holiness. We read in Leviticus chapter number 19, verse number 2. Hallelujah. I hope you're writing some of this stuff down, beloved. This some good teaching for you not to be writing this stuff down, I'm going to tell you. Glory be to God. Reinforcement. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing over and over, not just one time. Leviticus 19:2, he says this, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Huh? That's in Leviticus. Then he comes, okay, in the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 5. He says this, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Be holy in your conduct, huh? And your choices, huh? And your behavior. And be holy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come out from among them. Glory be to God. Touch not the unclean thing. Be holy. Holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Baby, you just fooling yourself. You just fooling yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? And we trying to put everybody in heaven. Huh? I know we trying to be nice. Huh? They live like a demon. Glory be to God. Practicing sin, doing whatever they want to do, and you knew it. They want to put everybody in heaven. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Didn't even act like there was a God. Hallelujah. Huh? God said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Beloved, somebody lying. Somebody lying. If you can live any kind of way you live and still that you want to live contrary to God's will and still go to heaven, that makes God a liar. And God is not a man, and God is not a liar. It's only one way you going to see God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, holiness. Holiness. Somebody say holiness. Holiness as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. First Peter. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter number 5. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 6, verses 6. Hallelujah. Tells us, hallelujah, to be ye holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is what God is calling for, beloved. Hallelujah. God is calling for holiness. God is calling for us to make a decision. To make a decision. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To give our lives unto him. Amen. To sacrifice our lives unto him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that we can be what the Lord will have us to be. Hallelujah. That God can use us the way that God wants to use us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. Holiness. Holiness. Holy. Holy. That's what God was calling the Israelites. He said, I want y'all to be separate. I want you to be separate. You're in an exclusive class. You're an exclusive. You are a royal priesthood. Ye are chosen generation. Okay. Let's find that. That's fine. Because some of you need to write that down. That's a good one to memorize. First, it's in First Peter. Hallelujah. First Peter 2:9, I believe. First Peter. Let's look at that this morning. Let's look at what the Lord is saying about you. Let's see how special you are to God. Huh? Let's see how special you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. First Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. It's, but ye, when you see the word ye, put your name there. Put your name there. Alfreda, put your name there. Whatever your name is. Okay? But ye are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. Ye are holy. Somebody underline the word holy. Don't be afraid to mark up your Bible. Somebody underline that word holy. Oh, well, I wonder why the Holy Spirit put that in there. Why you think he put it in there? A holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You see that? God said, you're special. Oh, baby, you special. Glory be to God. You can't believe the lies of the enemy. You can't believe people telling you, glory be to God. Oh, no, you just like it. No, you ain't like everybody else. No, stop. Well, we all God's children. That's a lie. That's a lie, baby. We not all God's children. We all God's creation. But to be God's children, you must be born again. Glory be to God. Baby, you was born into royalty. You know how, glory be to God, when those children are born with silver spoons in their mouth, they're born into rich families. Y'all know what I'm talking about? They born, and everything is there for them, huh? But guess what? You higher than that. You higher than that. You've been born again. Glory be to God. Into God's kingdom. And God's kingdom has everything. Nothing is lacking. Nothing is missing. Glory be to God. You're special. So why you acting like you're not? Why you acting like you're not? Glory be to God. That's like someone born into royalty and they sneaking out the house at night, amen, and running around with the whore, amen, in the neighborhood, huh? Running around with the whore, amen, at night, then going back into the kingdom in the morning, amen, like nothing ever happened. But beloved, come on, we can't get ourselves dirty with sin. It's time for us, amen, to make up our mind, amen, that we want something different. We want something different now. Why? Because God wants something different for us. Glory be to God, beloved. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. It's a process. It's a process. But when you going to begin? When you going to begin the process? Glory be God. When you going to make up your mind that you want to live God's way? Hallelujah. Why? Because God's way is straight and narrow. He says it's a straight way. It's a narrow way. It's not a lot of people there. See, if you're looking for the crowd, then you got to get off the Lord's highway. You got to get off the Lord's highway. Because God's highway don't possess the crowd. The crowd is going in the opposite direction. He says, broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. And there are many people there. So if you're looking for the crowd, you got to go that way. Glory be to God. We'll pick up here, beloved, amen. But I want to show you this other scripture here, amen, that there's a highway to holiness. Ah, come on now. The songwriter said, there's a highway. Turn to Isaiah. Hallelujah, chapter 35. There's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But the pure in heart is the highway to heaven. There's a highway to holiness, beloved. Isaiah, look at Isaiah chapter number 40, chapter 35. Isaiah chapter number 35. Okay, and I want you to look at verse number 8, okay? Hallelujah. All right, now read that. All right, let me read it for you. And highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Woo, my God, sookie, sookie. The unclean shall not pass over it. For it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. Say, oh, I never saw that scripture before, Pastor. Well, I'm glad you saw it today. Isaiah 35 and 8. So you can go back and read it, and you can see it says exactly, amen, what it says. That there's a highway to holiness. It's only one way to heaven, baby. You can't make up your own highway. You can't construct a highway. You can't go in the way that seemeth right. So the way that seemeth right, amen, leads to death. Baby, it's only one way, amen, to heaven. It's only one way to prosperity. It's only one way, beloved. And you got to go down that one highway. It ain't a lot of people on that highway, Ali, but you got to travel it. And it's called the highway of holiness. That's what God was calling for, and the children of Israel didn't want to give it to them. That's what God is calling for today, and the people of this world don't want to give it to them, because that means you got to deny your flesh. You got to say no when you want to say yes. You can't do everything that you want to do. Amen. You got to do what God will have you to do. God has to be first, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh, it sounds pretty easy, and I apologize if I make it sound easy, because it ain't easy. But you got to make up your mind that this is what you want. And once you do, then guess what? God's going to help you day by day, day by day, day by day, way by way, situation by situation. And beloved, this is why as I close on this morning, we read in Isaiah chapter number 6 in the Old Testament. And then you come over to Revelations 4 and 8. I had somebody tell me last week, they scared to read the book of Revelation. They said they scared. I don't know why you're scared. Huh? Ah, that's another subject. What? These two scriptures say the same thing. Holy, holy, holy. It's a threefold holy. You ever heard of the threefold holy? Well, here you go. Isaiah and Revelation. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Ah, oh, my God, my God. I don't know how I sound to y'all, but when I be singing to God. I love to sing to him. Holy, 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 beloved. Holiness. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy. The Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He's coming, beloved. Hallelujah. He's coming. God is coming. Hallelujah. Only the pure in heart gonna see him. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Ah, Rabbo, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, be holy still. Whatever's in your heart when you take your last breath, whatever's in your heart when Jesus comes, baby, that's the way you're going to enter into eternity. You're not going to have time to ask nobody to forgive you. You ain't going to have time to go back and do the things you should have done yesterday. You ain't going to have time to do nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. I'm glad to give you just one more scripture. One more scripture. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we, how we give the benediction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How holy, holy, holy. God is calling for holiness, beloved. Oh, God is calling for holiness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Moses said, I would rather, hallelujah, suffer with the children of Israel rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, glory. I want you to look at this one last scripture for today. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians chapter number 3. And I want you to look at the very last verse, verse number 13. And it says this, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable and holiness. Somebody say holy. God is trying to establish you in holiness. And holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Hallelujah. Holy, holiness, holy. Don't be caught with no oil in your lamps, beloved. Don't be caught with unconfessed sins. Don't be caught dipping and dabbing. Don't be caught, amen, over there playing around in Satan's playground, beloved. Holiness, holy, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Holiness, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, holy. God is calling for holiness. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, as we talked about creating our new year, you can't create a new year that's going to be successful or fruitful unless you have engrafted holiness, holiness in your prayers, holiness, holy. Let your hands be holy. Let your feet be holy. Let your words be holy. Let your heart be holy. He said, in all manner of conduct, let your money be holy. Holy. Let your house be holy. 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy. 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 Holy, hallelujah. What good is it pretending all these years, beloved, raised up in church, going to church, going through all the motions, take your last breath and bust hell wide open? Why? Because you wasn't holy. You wasn't even trying to get there. You wasn't even allowing God to work. Oh, glory be to God. You kept taking chances like you had all eternity to live on earth. Hallelujah. You kept playing with God. Hallelujah. Take your last breath and bust hell wide open. Glory be to God. You want to know, beloved, Satan, the devil, that hell is going to be filled with a whole bunch of old unholy Christians. Unholy Christians. What you talking about, Pastor? I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. Anybody can say they are a Christian. You can teach your bird to say they are a Christian. You can teach your dog to say they are a Christian. Beloved, holiness demonstrates it. Holiness shows if you're real or not. Glory be to God. Either your ears or your ink, your tears or your taint. Holiness is the acid test. Holy. 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 Without holiness, no man, no woman, no preacher, no apostle, no bishop, no usher, not one soul, hallelujah, going to see God. Hallelujah, because only the pure in heart shall see God. And you can't be pure without holiness, but holiness will make you pure. Do you want to go there? Do you want it? Do you want it? Just tell the truth. Maybe you say, you know what, this holiness thing is not for me. And guess what? If the holiness thing is not for you, then God is not for you. And if that's what you want, baby, then go to hell. If you want to go to hell, then just go. That's what God is saying. God ain't going to make you. If you want to go to hell, then go to hell. Hallelujah. But if you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, heaven belongs to you. If you walk right, heaven belongs to you. If you talk right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, heaven belongs to you. If you never gave Jesus Christ your heart as Lord and Savior, today is your first step on that highway of holiness. Woo! My God, Suki Suki. It's your first step. It's your first step. Ye must be born again. You can't try to live. See, a lot of people try to live holy, but they're not born again. That's why you keep messing up. Huh? Because you can't do this thing by yourself. It's God in you. Come on, somebody. Woo! In him we move, we live, and have our being. You can't do it without him. Give your heart to him. That's your first step. It's not the last step, but it's your first step. Huh? If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Ask him to save you. That's all you got to do. Just ask God to forgive you. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my sins. I ask that you would forgive me for my sins. I come to you by faith. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I invite him into my heart to be my Lord. Father, thank you for saving me. Now, Father God, I ask that you would show me what it is you would have me to do. Help me to lead you. Help me to follow you. Help me, Father God, to see you face to face and when I take my last breath. And fulfill my purposes on earth for your glory. Bam, 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 bam. Well, Pastor, every time you do the prayer, you say something different. Don't make no difference how you say it. That's the point. Long as you're real in your heart. Long as you're real in your heart. And some of you, amen, those others of you, amen, come welcome to the family of God. Those of you who just gave your life to Christ. And some of you others, amen, hallelujah. Beloved, ask God to forgive you. Just ask him to forgive you, mean it. Just ask him to forgive you. Okay? All right, you failed. You failed. You failed. Okay, all right. All right, we all have fallen. Amen. The sin is not so much that you have fallen, but you refuse to get up. Because you want to know what's going to happen if you don't get up. The devil is going to make you think, amen, it's okay to stay there, and God has given up on you. God hasn't given up on you, so don't you give up on yourself. Ask God to forgive you. And ask God to help you to trust the process, amen, of the highway of holiness, amen. Everybody, because that's where you want to go, ain't it? I know I do, amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We give your name praise, glory, and honor. Oh, Father God, thank you for helping us. Father God, we so blended in with the world, we don't even know what it looks like to live separate. We don't even know what that means nowadays. People don't even have a clue. They don't have a point of reference what it means to live separated from the world. But Father God, that separation first begins in our mindset. It begins in our choices and our decisions. That's where it begins, Father. And then once we make that choice in our heart, then the Holy Spirit is going to lead us into everything else, Father. And it is well. Father, thank you for helping us. Thank you. And helping us to be ready when you come. Not be getting ready, but we will be found ready. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Okay, let us pray today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And back at 9 o'clock at the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I was talking with somebody earlier this week. Last week, they didn't know that we still fast on Wednesdays. That's because I haven't been announcing it on Wednesday. We fast every Wednesday in this ministry, every Wednesday until 12 o'clock noon. All right? So we ask that you would join us. Why? Because some kind only come by prayer and fasting. Amen? Mark your calendars for the last 3 days in this month. The last 3 days. We're going on an absolute fast. All who can and will. Nothing. Amen. Married folks, get permission from your spouses. Amen. Glory be God. We want to go in for such a time as this. Look at the world around us, beloved. For such a time as this. Look at the world. Huh? Glory be to God. So that's what we're doing. Amen. The last 3 days of this month. Mark your calendars in Jesus' name. All right, I think that's it. Glory be to God. This is our praise party week, Friday night. Glory be the first one. Amen. 2024 for the year. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us prepare for the praise party. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the Spirit. In Jesus' name, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time as we go out today, Father. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not definitely come to pass. Thank you, Father. Not unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, 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 amen. And amen, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Holiness in 2024. Holiness. We're going to roar. We're going to go through the open door. We're going to get more, but you ain't getting nothing, amen, until you get more holiness. When you get more Jesus, you become more like Jesus, you got more holiness. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Hallelujah. Let God do what God wants to do in and through your life. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Pastor Bradford
Holy
signing out.
Spirit. Your kind of glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit. Fill this room, Holy Spirit. Your kind of glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit, fill this room. We need your presence. Oh, come, Holy Spirit.